Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Kev on stage, his father, me, Kevin.
Yes, and there was a new movie, Wonder Woman.
Woo!
It was indeed a movie that we watched. I always say that when movies are bad.
I know, because it
that
was.
It was a movie.
Woo!
Yes, it was.
Woo!
At first it wasn't horrible. At first,
yeah, when we were finding it on HBO Max to press play, I was like, good times ahead.
Exactly.
Opening sequence?
The beginning half was pretty good.
The beginning half of the...
Not beginning half, like...
The mall fight.
The mall fight was... You like it? It was blatantly obvious, but they didn't make it as a joke obvious. Yeah. Or at least I didn't find it as a joke obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they weren't tripping or doing... Yeah.
It felt like a Disney Channel, like, movie. When the good guy's up against the bad guys, and they're like, whoa! And the person slides their legs, they're like, oh! Harumph! It had big harumph energy.
Harumph.
And then dude randomly picked the kid up. I'll throw the kid over. Yo. Oh, sorry. Spoilers.
Oh, I mean.
I put Uncle Greg put spoilers in the title. Wonder Woman 84 was a bad movie. Spoilers ahead.
Okay.
Holding the baby over the thing. Completely.
And
even the other bad
guys.
The
kid was just looking at them like.
And the other bad guys are like, what are you doing? Come on, man. This is a kid.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was, well, there's a couple problems. One.
A couple, huh? You're funny.
I don't know still why the movie was set in 1984.
Oh, yeah, why?
I don't know if it, was it.
Or are they going to make a third one where it matters?
I don't know. It didn't seem to have any, I didn't get the connected piece. I don't know if it was like, well, this is prequel to the Justice League, so it's like on a different timeline, and so she can bring her boyfriend back, you know, from the first Wonder Woman movie. It just was looked like they wanted to dress people in, you know, clothes from the 80s and drive cars.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, it didn't have like a, oh, because of the 80s, this happened, you know, technology. I don't know. I just... Also, Joe, very long.
Father, you could just say also for the entire time. Also, this happened, and then she could fly for some reason.
Yeah.
And then she made the invisible... Obviously, I mean, it's a suit. I'm not even going to complain about that. Yep. Superhero got their power that they couldn't do for all of their days. But now they could because it mattered a lot. That's not even... I'm not even going to complain.
It was weird because actually it had some very funny parts, but I don't think they were intentionally funny.
Like it was bad funny?
Like bad funny. Oh. Like unrealistically ridiculous. So the lady that turned into Cheetah.
Oh, wait, actually. I do like how they made Cheetah. I do like that because that is Wonder Woman's enemy.
Yeah.
They did make her a little weird, but also after watching less than 10 minutes of Cats, it was fine.
Jellicle cat. We gotta finish Cats one day.
I mean, do we have to though?
We should just so we
Father,
can
like, it
for
was
the podcast.
So hard.
For the podcast, if we can finish it and then maybe we can compare it because people said Cats is really bad. We compare it to Wonder Woman.
We couldn't finish the first 10
That's
minutes.
That's true. Wonder Woman was not. Not as bad as Cats.
I feel like there's a lot of extra scenes they just didn't have to add.
We got through, 10 minutes the first time and then like 15 minutes the next time?
No, I think we didn't go past. Actually, yeah, no, yeah. We definitely did go past.
So, the thing that was really ridiculous to me, nobody on Earth would ever do, I don't know why Wonder Woman said, when the stone or the god that powers the
stone.
Yeah. It gives you your greatest wish, but it takes away the thing that's most precious to you. So, the Cheetah lady, Barbara, Wonder Woman was like, yes, you're strong and powerful, But what happens like, to your kindness
you're,
and joy?
You're strong and powerful and really cool, and probably nobody could stop you because I can't stop you, and I'm the only superhero. But you're kind of being mean now. And I don't appreciate that much. So if you could stop, I would really appreciate it. Okay, thanks, bye.
Renounce your wish so you can be nice again and kindness and joy. Because what really matters, Joe?
Was the real wish on the wishing stone was the friends we made along the way.
Like, who on earth would choose kindness when you can be a superhero? I can freaking jump high. I'm strong. I can throw men through trucks. And you want me to be kind? No,
but
I want to
jump
high.
You're not nice anymore.
Remember that one scene where you're sitting in a circle and the people were laughing? That'll never happen again.
No.
And he was like, so what? I don't care about that. I can. I'm bulletproof. I'm bulletproof.
Who's
gonna
stop me?
I can rob banks. I can steal cheap. Whatever I want to do.
You don't even need money because you don't have to pay for anything.
Listen,
because
man.
Who's gonna stop you? Also, but wait, there's more. When the guy was like, just look into my eyes and make a wish. There has to be, like, there is zero. Obviously, it's not a realistic. What is in my eye? It's not a realistic movie. It's fine. But there is zero chance nobody wished for superpowers.
Yeah.
And if somebody did, I really highly doubt everyone in the world, throughout the many people that wanted to have superpowers, said, no, I'm not. I am going to renounce
this. Renouncing those wishes?
I'm not going to have superpowers anymore because world peace. Nobody, no, that's literally impossible.
Literally, there's people are, and I'm not even like saying other people.
If I had a wish for superpowers and you said, but the world is being destroyed and I'm gonna survive.
I can fly. I'm bulletproof. I have laser eyes.
I am Superman. And you want me to be nice to... No! I ain't doing that! No!
It also kind of felt like he was making up rules as it goes. Like, he wished to be the stone. And then he was like, also, when you wish for something, I give it to you, but I take something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't...
But that's what I do. And then he just kept doing that. So he's like, I grant your wish, but I take your health. Now I cannot die. And then remember Wonder Woman was trying to throw the rope on him? And
she couldn't withstand the wind. Also, if you don't watch the movie, you have no idea what we're talking about.
Don't worry. Even
out of context.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Superhero, Justice League.
Could not withstand wind. But she could fly. And in, you understand how that doesn't really... If you can fly...
Yes.
And there's wind, you're just gonna... Why?
Yes.
And the first time the lasso didn't work, and the second time or something it did, and it's like... But why, though? Yes. You didn't even show it getting close. It just got blocked immediately.
Yes.
It's...
I know. Hey.
The lasso spoke! The lasso spoke through the TVs to all the people in the world.
How the lasso got on his foot, I don't know.
And what is the lasso being talking?
She just sat down. She was like, And then he was like, he turned around. He was like, yo, wait, what are you talking about? And he looked down. He was like,
Oh, it's on my foot.
And now the TVs are all yellow.
She, what?
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to them. What? You made a good point about all of a sudden everybody in the world understood English because he was being broadcast
What if people are blind? What if people are deaf? They just see that and it's like, I wonder what is going on. And if somebody's blind, it's like look into my eyes and they're like, oh yeah, thanks. I totally know where to look now.
Yeah, that's the thing about the rules of the movie. At first you have like had to touch your hand. Mm-hmm. He literally had to touch he looked at my eyes bleeding. And then next he was just like, oh no, I'll just do it on TV now.
It's fine, it's whatever.
It's whatever.
Dumb movie. Also, she has an invisible jet for a reason. Why did they make her fly? I feel like no.
She flew for like 2 minutes just to be like.
And she grabbed onto lightning. It didn't pass through the rope. And she grabbed onto it twice. And she's just fine. And also, when she had that golden armor, that was also way too gold.
Yeah, like, the golden armor thing was like.
Like, gold is my favorite color, so that's really saying something. That's just.
Yeah, she was like, this armor withstood all the men in the world. And the cat lady was just like, bam, 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 bam. She was like, ting, ting. Like, this armor's breaking.
No. There was, like, an army around one person, all of their swords. So I guess it was only, like, seven people's swords, because obviously.
Yeah, it's just, like, the pressure of everybody.
Yeah. And then Cheetah was like, rawr, rawr, rawr. And then the pieces started falling off.
Yes.
And it's like, that armor is so strong, but she's just ripped. So are people just allowed to use their hands to rip through it? What? You keep doing this.
I got enough interest.
It's just, and she was protected from the lightning. I guess the armor makes sense. But that's not how armor works, though.
No.
If you get electrocuted, your armor doesn't. That's not. No. That's not how that works.
No.
But she was fine.
No.
Bro.
Hey, it's okay. It was only 2.5 hours of your life that you could never get back.
Why was it so long?
It was never. You those 2.5 hours when you get, 58, you're gonna be like, yeah, you remember back in 2021? I watched Wonder Woman and boy.
It's not 2021. It's just a longer 2020.
This year got extended a tiny bit. Before you get to that.
Before we get to that.
Yes.
Sponsor!
Sponsor time!
www.kevonstage.com.
KevonStage Studios.
Studios.com. I always forget studios.
I know.
Go check it out.
KevonStage Studios, the app.
Yeah. Yes, it's an app.
To subscribe, $50 for the whole year or $5.99 a month. Lots of great content. Supporting black people, black creators.
Yeah, woo!
Digital creators. A lot of fun stuff over there, man. Hey, number $5.99, JoJo.
Yeah, $5.99.
KevonStageStudios.com. Now back to the show.
Now back to the TV.
So Joe said to me, this is not 2021.
This is just a longer 2020. The year got extended just a tiny bit this year. We're really sorry, guys.
We are, as we tape this, 10 days in, and you don't feel like nothing's changed, huh?
Okay, well, COVID is still a thing. Still in quarantine. Still got to do the 6 feet, got to wear a mask every time you go outside. Mm-hmm.
True.
Something really weird and strange and stupid, like it's the White House. Yeah.
Storming the Capitol. Yeah. How did you hear about that?
I did not hear about it.
Well, I mean, like, but what specifically?
Well, at first, a friend from soccer told me.
Mm.
And then people at school started talking about it.
Mm.
And then also all over YouTube, they're talking about it. I mean, it's the White House. Of course everybody's...
It was the Capitol building, but...
Oh.
Yeah, it was in Washington, D.C., wasn't it? But you know, very close.
Same thing.
Very close. Well, not the same thing, but...
It's close enough.
Symbolically. Yeah, definitely got that. Can't travel.
Airplanes.
And there's a lot of states that have a lot more relaxed guidelines than California.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of states.
The U.S. did not handle COVID well.
I think that's an understatement of the year. I think we one would say we fairly mishandled it.
we didn't handle it. But it wasn't that bad, though. By the way, it is not opposite day. No. Wonder Woman is a great movie. It is not opposite day.
Man, you are literally at a new school that you have never even walked inside of.
Yes. Yes.
We were talking about that one day. We were like, how do you meet friends? And you're like, I can't.
I don't.
Literally, it is impossible. There's no lunch. There's no recess. There's no. The teacher talks. We talk back. It ends.
Yeah. It's literally like, unless there's a breakout room where you're supposed to do a project, you're supposed to do work. And you're not just going to interrupt the teacher because when they're not talking, that either means you can leave or you're supposed to be doing work by yourself.
Yeah.
So you're not going to unmute in the middle of class and say, hey, I don't know any of you, so can you guys, like, can we do one of those teacher things where it's like everybody stands up in class and says one thing about them, and it's really awkward, but the teachers don't care, and then you sit back down.
I was kind of trying to develop this joke, and I don't really got a strong punchline, but the premise is this. Every parent group says, back in my day, school was harder. You know, you guys ride the bus, we had to walk. Or you guys get dropped off, we had to ride the bus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can definitely say, you guys have it way worse. I mean, you guys literally
right have. Now, in my day, I can't make any friends.
Back in my day, which is current, I can't even make a friend in school.
2 days ago, during school. Well, I mean, that's time recording.
Yeah.
2 days ago, during school, I didn't get to meet anyone new. I didn't learn anything about anybody at all. And I have to do a bunch of work. Hip hip.
And the Capitol building got stormed while you were sitting in seventh grade. You, Zay put it this way, and I felt so bad. You already didn't like school.
Oh,
and they just, it's just exacerbated the part. Zay said they gave you, school is now all of the worst parts and none of the fun stuff. Now, even though you didn't like school, you did like recess and playing soccer.
I will say, I do know that Zay does like school because he can talk to his friends, and I can see how that takes the fun out of it, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a new school, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, I can't talk to my friends if I know them, which I don't know anybody, so I can't, we'll call them acquaintances.
Right.
Classmates. But, yeah.
But you get, like, do you feel like you get a lot more breaks now at school?
I do think I get a lot more breaks. Because
you basically can play video games during school hours now.
Yes.
Which is not the norm.
The not fun part was obviously the work and not, like, during school, what are you supposed to do? Mm-hmm. Like, besides lunch and, you know, recess or nutrition, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
What do you, just do work.
Yeah.
That's boring. And then you also have to take the time to get up, immediately get ready, drive to school, hope you're not tired, do all the work, then have nutrition, which sometimes you don't have breakfast, so you're starving.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have enough time to eat all of it, and you want to play, because you know the next time you're going to be outside not doing work is in, like, one or two hours.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, what do I do now? Do I eat or do I play?
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, you're going to pick play. Who cares if you're hungry? You could survive for 3 days or something.
Yeah.
That's water, actually. It's just so boring. Like,
And the thing I told you before, and I still feel like this, you guys basically, you especially, you went from middle school to college as far as responsibility of work. Like, the only thing you're not doing is, like, walking to class and stuff. But as far as,
I mean, also not doing as much work.
But in the work part.
Yeah.
But as far as, like, managing your schedule part of your schoolwork, it's much more resembles college than middle school. You get essentially a syllabus. This is what we're doing. These are the work. These are the packets. It's a lot more independent.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, a lot more responsibility. Your teachers don't check on you nearly as much. It's like,
I mean, when do they?
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, no, you can keep going.
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, it's monitored, but it's not like, okay, Joe, where's your homework from yesterday? Here it is, Mr. Mm-hmm. and Mrs. Teacher. And here's the next one for tomorrow. Here that is. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Now it's like, week, do all these modules, mm-hmm. turn it in, click here, and your parents don't do a great job of checking in on you unless your grades are bad. When they're good, they're like, all right, kid, see ya. When they're bad, we're like, where's the missing assignment? Screenshots! Screenshots! Your mom,
yes.
Missing assignment comes in, your mom fire off the screenshot right away. So it's definitely
literally just a screenshot of the name, like what class it is,
yeah.
What period, and like some description. And then Isaiah, the full name Isaiah,
yeah.
or Josiah with capital I, capital J. You know she ain't messing around.
She's not messing around.
She ain't saying Jojo, Zeze, baby boys. She ain't even saying the boys. Boys, like you
baby
guys.
Boy, it's full on capital letter, Josiah.
It's like,
when you get that text from her, what are you like? Oh no,
no, it's like I can hear her. You know how you can't, hear an image.
Mm-hmm.
When I see the words Josiah from Mother, I can hear her calling my name, and I'm like, Alex, I'll get my computer, please.
Woo! You guys don't get those notifications from the school, huh?
No.
You just come from mommy?
Yeah.
But she also puts in good job and stuff, like when you got good grades and stuff. Mm-hmm. But this Betty boy, come here and be my son. when it's Mr. Assignment, all caps. Baby boy, no cap, but all caps.
No caps, but all caps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a dad joke for you.
Yeah.
You can be honest and tell me if you like it or not. I won't be upset. You don't have to.
No, I don't like it.
You don't even know. Hold on. If you don't like it, then I'm definitely going to post it. If you do like it, I'm definitely posting it. Okay, ready?
Why'd you add that part?
Dad joke. Do they allow loud laughing in Hawaii?
Do they allow loud laughing?
In Hawaii? Or just aloha? You get it?
No, actually, I don't really.
Aloha! Man, Uncle Jay sent that to me. I thought that was so funny.
Aloha.
Aloha, because, you know.
Yes, Father.
A hi ha will be.
A hi ha. Welcome to Hawaii.
Aloha. Hello, nurse. They say hello, nurse.
Oh.
Hello, nurse. Anyway.
What's other? Do we get on school a lot?
Yeah, I mean.
But actually, I forgot. When you were talking about how the teachers can't really, like, get a hold of us, like, stay yeah. after class. They can yes. tell us that.
Yeah.
But then we can just leave.
Yeah.
And obviously they can contact you. But there's this one kid in my PE class, and.
What about him?
He just always leaves.
Oh,
he doesn't do any work, and when the teacher asks them to stay after class, because obviously he doesn't. I mean, would you really? It's a two class thing, so there's like 60 people.
Yeah.
So obviously she wants him to stay after class. He just always leaves, and it's just so awkward because she's like,
don't close this Zoom out. Click.
No, it's so awkward because she's lately, like before it was at the end of class, mm-hmm. and then she started saying, she would start saying, you can leave, but one person, or this one person, you stay.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's like, you stay, now everybody can leave, and then they would leave.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like, at the beginning of class, at this point, in the beginning of class, she's like, can you please stay? It was like, and they would obviously leave.
Yeah.
And it was so awkward because after class, when she was about to let us go, she was like, can someone tell him that he has to stay?
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, why would you do this to yourself?
Have you seen the Homer meme where he goes into the bushes? Oh, yeah. That's what I feel like you were in your Zoom class, like,
in math class, when people get it wrong, it's just,
is it more embarrassing than in traditional school when you're like up at the chalkboard? Did they do that? Go up to the chalkboard? Like,
no.
How do they answer questions?
Using paper.
You guys didn't have chalkboards.
Math books. No, math book things.
Do you guys have hallway monitors?
No.
Do you drink milk?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. This is the thing that has
changed. What? Why do they give you milk instead of water?
I think it's because I wish I had a good answer for you.
Is there any reason?
I think it was like milk does body good. When I was coming up, there's a lot of milk makes your body strong, gives you good this and that.
Like helps your bones or something?
Helps your bones and all that stuff. So that makes sense. But then I've heard that
that's
true. And water definitely is better.
Yeah, water.
What if you don't drink dairy? Is there almond milk at
school? No, there's no dairy.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, sometimes there's chocolate milk too. But also, there's vending machines with soda.
That's where the big bucks start rolling.
Like, you could either get the milk or the soda, and they're around the same price.
You have to pay for the milk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have free lunch.
No.
Do you miss the ice cream truck from your old school?
I mean, yeah, I like ice cream, but we always have ice cream.
We do. We don't go in there.
I mean,
what about the corn guy?
I do wish corn guy.
That corn guy, man.
What are they called?
Elotes.
Elotes? Yeah, I love those. So they're so good.
Man, your first school, they had them. The corn guy was on either side of the school. I used to keep, I was like, $20. I'm going to set this outside. That's our corn budget for the week as a family. I used to love walking to school, picking you up, because I was like, that corn guy going to be there. And the guava drinks and the strawberry drinks.
Those drinks were so good. What were they?
I think they're basically like slushies.
I don't ever see them, though.
No, no, man. That's a home remedy. You ain't going to see that at your local 7-Eleven.
Why?
No, no. You don't see a lot of things in stores like that common.
Also, why?
I don't know.
I guess if you want to, like, change it. But then you could just, people do that with burgers.
You also don't, I don't know if you remember when you go to, like, the Staples Center wrestling and stuff, and you go outside, they'd have the hot dogs with the bacon wrap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not that common. There's, like, one restaurant.
I didn't like those. You didn't like those either?
I love them.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know they weren't good for me, but there was a point in my life when I was at all deaf, man, I couldn't stop. I was eating them on my walk to my car after work.
Were you really?
And then I'd come home and eat dinner. It was a dark time. I was eating so much.
It was a dark time. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to go back to that guy no more. But also, if somebody was outside with those right now, I'd be like, two, please. One for now. Two for now, actually. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Two, please. Hold up. One for now. One for. You know what? No. Oh.
One for now. One for after that one.
Oh, two for now. One for later. And then one for after that.
Oh,
dinner.
Oh, man.
It's a full meal. Ha ha ha.
Aloha.
No, I wasn't aloha.
No, that's funny.
Yeah. Is there anything? That was completely on school.
That was completely on school. And 2021. But no,
yeah.
I'm good. I had a good time. I really enjoyed this podcast.
Me too.
It's good. It's good scheduled father-son time.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do want, I think there was one more thing I would say about Wonder Woman, though. I forgot. Oh, yeah. At the way end, like, after the credits thing.
Oh, yeah.
Who was that? I don't...
It's the original Wonder Woman.
Then why didn't they just have her be older and in it, like, later instead of 1980.
They just wanted to, like, shout her out, basically. Be like, she's the original. Yeah.
Was that it? Was that really it?
1,000%.
Yeah.
It was just like a hat tip to the people who watched the original Wonder Woman.
Oh, okay. Oh, actually, also, the wishes thing was kind of dumb. They didn't explain that you could renounce your wish and all. Like, if
I declare bankruptcy!
If they did that at the beginning, I would have been fine with it. But they didn't!
No, they didn't. I didn't know why her powers. I was like, why is she bleeding? She's not.
Yeah, when she got shot, I was like, so she can fly, but she ain't bulletproof? What is happening?
It was a lot of. Honestly, that movie gave me hope because I was like, I can make movies. If this got made,
I'm not even joking. I also thought that if I had the same amount of like people and the amount of, you know, money to be able, I think I can make a better Wonder Woman movie than that.
I need that confidence going into 2022.
This story just made no sense.
The whole thing, man.
There's so many things made up on the spot, and it's like, but why though?
Yeah.
You have anything else to say about the dumb movie?
I'm just really kind of thinking about the hot dogs now. I wish I could get one. I haven't had one.
After we had that food conversation, I kind of want this to be over. Maybe get some din-din.
Get some din-din. I want a hot dog.
Okay.
All right, guys. We love you. Thank you for tuning in with us.
Thank you for watching.
See you next week.
It wasn't our first episode of 2020.